Hi there. You need a cuddle? I know I'm just a voice on the internet, but you came to the right place. PTA. It's getting well into the evening. New Year. Believe it or not, not the only one who's on their own. And although I've got a son who's in the house with me, might as well not be. He's on his computer. That's where he's happiest. He's chatting away to some friends as they play these online games. He's in his element. He's happy. So although this company in the house is not actually anybody to interact with. And that's where the internet, and especially PTA, comes into its own. Come on, come a bit closer. Oh. I mean, I'm here in England. I don't know where you are, but you're perhaps sitting there wondering how you get like this, how you got in this position, how you got to be on your own. And I wonder that sometimes as well. Gone all through my life attempting to do the best that I can. But we all push people away. We've got this instinct to be together, to be in groups and in families, partnerships, friends, couples, all those different types of relationships. And this new relationship has sprung up, I think especially in the last few years, where it's so easy to communicate with people thousands of miles away, you know. And anyway, I don't know about you, but I've got neighbours and people who I nod to and smile to, and you know, I know who they are, more or less. But they might as well be 1,000 miles away for all the conversations we've ever had. You know, just briefly when something happens in the street, or you see them coming back carrying something unusual and comment. There's a couple of my neighbours I've been round to help when they needed something, and I've had to nip round to ask them for things, you know, just very rarely. And then we've got the friends that aren't really friends, you know, they're the ones that you talk to. And they're always pleased to say hello, but it's not like you hang out together constantly. Maybe, you know, someone who gives you a lift occasionally, or you give them a lift, or someone you say hello to most mornings on the bus, past the time of day. Of course, if they turned around and asked if you'd like to go around for dinner, or would I like to go out clubbing or something, I'd be like, horrified. I don't know you. What do you mean? Oh dear. It takes a while to build up that kind of trust. I know what you mean. Sometimes you want to do more social things. But there's this awkward moment when if you don't answer back and then you leave it, you don't reply, you leave it and you leave it, and day turns into a week, and a week turns into 2 or 3, or even a month. It's hard to come back from that, especially if you don't know what to say. You just have to kind of hope you'll bump into them again, and that. So you can't let that happen, really. You've got to get out there. You've got to keep plodding on and be there for someone else until they're ready. You don't have to force yourself into their company. You can just make it known that you're around. I think that's all any of us can do, but if you don't keep trying, then you're never going to get anywhere. They say the definition of madness is doing the same thing over and over, but expecting different results. I do that all the time. Oh, I do that all the time about silly little things. I think I kind of do. You forget how many times it didn't work before, but people are different. Come on, come. Just settle down and don't worry about it. There's people on the internet 24 hours a day. There's always someone there. And actually, even sometimes in your daily life, there are more people there than you think. People have noticed you. And it's a funny world, because sometimes you feel lonelier than ever with all this communication around us. I think because we often do sit by computers or tellies, you know, getting on with all this technology, that we get so involved, so preoccupied, so forget to sit in the easy chair with a friend and just chat. And if you ignore someone because you're not quite sure how to react, and then you leave it, like I say, and then you leave it a bit longer and a bit longer, then it starts to seem as if you've been rude. So try not to leave it, just say something diplomatic, you know, nondescript. Say something, you know, like, hi, you know, what you doing? Aye. What's it like where you are? Just reach out again. Reach out to someone. Hi, I was just thinking about you. You can leave it open-ended, because if they want to reply, they will. And if they're not in a position to reply, they're not ready for whatever reason, at least they know you're there. I'm usually around PTA, or the naughty side of GWA. That's because I like seeing pushing my limits. And if I can make myself blush sometimes. But there's nearly always a voice, a friendly voice, a cuddly voice here. And there's loads of other places where there's people online all the time. I used to go on the pen pal subreddits, and you could put a prompt up for someone to write a story with you. You can, you know, I mean, there's some that are not safe for work, but it's whatever you're into. Come on, have a hug. I'm just going to watch DVDs this evening. I've got a hot chocolate already waiting. It's just got to be warmed up. Why don't you make yourself your favourite drink? Settle down. Snuggle up. Get a blanket. Get an old coat. Whatever you've got handy. And just pretend. Just for tonight. It's just another night, really. But you have got company. You know, you have got company, you've got some friends. To get them closer, to get more out of it, it's up to you to try. That's all you can do, really. That's all any of us do. And the older you get, the more you realise nobody's got any idea what they're doing most of the time. Just no idea at all. Yeah, so. Don't worry about it. We're all in the same boat. And most of these feelings that you have will pass. They will feel better sooner or later. And I'm glad pop by and want to interact on Pillow Talk. Come on, cuddle up with me. And I bet I'm not the only one tonight, sitting, just being an ordinary person. We can't all be like James Bond and out at sparkly, that's not a red, I meant sparkly parties. I must be Freudian slip there. Anyway, but you can't be out at glamorous parties waiting to be kissed by some, you know, fantastic kisser. That's why when those times come along, we can appreciate them for what they are, because we've had a lot that weren't glamorous and were just ordinary in our own house, safe and warm, with headphones in, earbuds, or maybe just a stereo. Well, yeah, there's lots of subreddits you can go on. Lots of different places you can reach out to. I mean, there is actually somewhere outside of Reddit, but don't tell anyone that. Don't tell anyone that. Yeah, I mean, other websites. Oh my God. But just think, if you hadn't stopped by, and you weren't listening tonight, you wouldn't have known that there's a voice talking to you if you're alone. If you want 2017 to be your year, don't sit on the couch and wait for it. Go out, make a change. Smile more. Go on. Smile, go on. little corners of your mouth. They do work. They do go up. Are they going up? Be excited to do new things. Just decide, I'm going to enjoy this. Nobody's going to stop me from enjoying it. And then throw away what's been cluttering the house up with, or your room up with, or in my case, a dressing table, which seems to have 5 million different bottles that are all half empty, lotions and potions. I must clear that up. Anyway, unfollow negative people. Because if you're on the internet a lot, just people are always, you know, putting you down or putting down others, then it's best avoided. Go to bed early. Oh, well, perhaps not tonight. But you know what I mean. Get up early. Well, we'll try that one. Depends how much wine I have later. Hangover. Be fierce. That's a good one. Be fierce. And don't gossip. Yeah, because gossip just shows people up. Shows yourself up. Show more gratitude. That's true. We could all do with showing people how much we appreciate them. And when you show someone you appreciate them, actually, that's a really good way to build a friendship. Do things that challenge you and be brave. I know that all these things are easier said than done because, you know, I'm really bad. But I decided to make this audio and decided to give you a cuddle and offer to share my hot chocolate. So maybe you could do the same. Pass it on. Chat to someone else tonight who's put a message out there to say they feel a bit crappy. A bit low. And don't forget, maybe every friendship out there won't work. Maybe it won't work out. But seeing if it does is an adventure. It might be the best adventure ever. You might find your BFF. I don't know how many F's you actually need, but best friends forever. Sounds great to me. And actually, most things are short and sweet. And you just got to appreciate them while you've got them. Do you believe me? You've been listening this long. Believe me, most things in life pass by because we are all changing all the time. And tonight feels lonely, but it's not going to be lonely forever. There's new stuff out there all the time. New challenges and all sorts. Write it all down. Write it down. Sing it. Stomp it out the garden, splash it in the bath, sing it in the shower. For God's sake, just get it out of your system. Don't bottle things up. There's somebody out there who understands you. I'm telling you, there are more people on their own tonight than there are together. And even people within families can feel on their own. So, reach out and see what happens. it can't be any worse than how you're already feeling. When you look at it like that, when you look at things logically, putting yourself out there, embarrassing yourself, making yourself blush, well, so what? Is it actually the worst thing in the world? I mean, not compared to famine and disease and being blown up or having, you know, some awful disease. Put things in perspective. If you ask somebody out and they turn you down, at least you tried, instead of sitting there thinking about it, feeling sorry about it. So go on, just reach out to another friend, give them a hug, and don't expect anything back. Don't expect a sodding single thing back. Just think that someone who perhaps can't answer, someone like you that gets tongue-tied, someone that just wanted a hug, is out there, and maybe it made him smile a bit, maybe it made him feel a bit better, just a teeny weeny bit, go on, just teeny tiny little bit. Big hug, make a hug before I have to go back to my chocolate and my, actually I might have a bag of crisps as well. Something about having chocolate and then having something salty. Getting a bit peckish. I've just finished watching a Harry Potter film. I was trying to write a bit of a naughty story about Hermione. See what happens. Write a story. Speak to someone. Give them a hug. Go on. Go on. Look, what is the worst that can happen? Are you going to feel any worse than being by yourself? I don't. Okay, one more hug. This time you squeeze as hard as me, okay? Ready? After three. One, two, three. Squeeze. Oh, my eyes are bulging. Okay, that's enough. You're stronger than you look. Just in case no one else does, this is just a friendly, non-erotic, ordinary, friendly, well, I don't mean it's going to be that awful, but I don't know, I'm talking myself out of it now. Here is a kiss for midnight, just friends. Happy New Year. Good luck making it your year. Okay. It's all up from now. Sorry, snuck another one in there.